540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee police are still looking for suspects after a deadly overnight shooting on Water Street left one man dead and two others hurt. Investigators say it happened at around 1 yesterday morning near Water and Juno. Police say an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old were also shot. A 22-year-old was killed. Anyone with information is asked to call Milwaukee police or Crime Stoppers. Protesters gathered on Milwaukee's east side Saturday to speak out against U.S. policy towards Cuba. It was organized by a group called the Wisconsin-Cuba Coalition. They say the Trump administration should lift sanctions and avoid any military action. Protesters said the restrictions contribute to blackouts and limit access to medicine in Cuba. Three Milwaukee area high school teams brought home gold from the WIAA boys basketball state finals Saturday. Milwaukee Juno made history in their very first state tournament trip. They beat Cambridge 62-54 to claim the D4 title and the first state championship for any MPS team in over two decades. The Wisconsin Lutheran Vikings wrapped up a perfect 30-0 season with a dominant 57-37 win over Madison Memorial in Division I. It's their third straight state title, and they joined just a handful of programs ever to pull off a three-peat. In D2, Whitefish Bay took home the title. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Early in-person voting starts tomorrow in Milwaukee ahead of the April 7th spring election. The city is opening several early voting centers across the town to make it easier for people to cast their ballots. Election officials say there are more early voting sites this year than in past years. You can see your ballot and more about the vote at myvote.wi.gov. Brewers fans heading to American Family Field for opening day Thursday can expect two things: traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese waffles, deep-fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all about giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. It's back-to-back for the Badger women. Wisconsin is back on top in women's college hockey. They beat top-seeded Ohio State 3-2 yesterday to win another national title. It's Wisconsin's ninth championship, the most in NCAA history. A man is facing multiple firearm, drug, and other related charges after being arrested on property owned by Girl Scouts in West Bend. A spokesperson with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says that Paul David ran a drug operation in a home on Camp Silver Lake with his wife and two kids. Girl Scout CEO Anna Simpson says an employee is now on leave for their alleged involvement, and they're denying any knowledge of prior connections. David is out after posting a $75,000 bail, and his next appearance in court is due in May. The idea of government-run grocery stores is getting talked about by a candidate who's running for governor. A new proposal would let Wisconsin open government-run grocery stores. That idea comes from members of the Legislative Socialist Caucus, including Francesca Hong, who says too many communities don't have access to affordable food. Their plan would be to spend about $100 million to launch and support a public option, which would focus on neighborhoods that need them the most. Some grocery stores that have closed recently say theft is one of the reasons that they have to cease operations. The bill doesn't have a path forward this session since lawmakers have already adjourned. And a resolution is aiming to remove funding towards the Flock automatic license plate reader for the Dane County Sheriff's Office. It cites concerns raised by people who live in the area, state policymakers, and privacy experts about data sharing and use beyond the system's original purpose. The resolution was introduced at a Dane County Board of Supervisors meeting on Thursday of last week. If adopted, it would remove the funding and prohibit further money from being used on that system. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers win the national title by beating Ohio State in the finals of the Frozen Four, 3-2. The Badgers' Claire Enright with the winning goal in the third period. The game played on the Penn State campus.
And here comes Enright to the net. Walks in. Oh, it's good! Claire Enright words. Like, I'm still in disbelief, but yeah, no shot is a bad shot, and I'm just so proud of everyone. We came together as a team, and we just believed in each other.
The Badgers winning the national championship for a second year in a row. NBA, Bucks on the road tonight. On the West Coast, they face the Los Angeles Clippers. The Bucks coming off a win Saturday night in Phoenix. They beat the Suns 108-105. Baseball, Brewers got clobbered by the Cubs 12-0 to finish out their Cactus League schedule. They'll open a two-game exhibition series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds before the season opener this Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 30s to near 40 here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to near 30 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.